the half on this magnificent day for football in Lincoln. The Huskers have a match with Ball State. It is 14-10. The Huskers with a four-point lead over the Cardinals. And it's back time now for our first comp halftime show and a chance for you to chat with your university president, J.B. Milliken. J.B., good to see you again. Just got back from a long trip.
Well, Jim, I was in South America with the Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings, promoting international education. I think most folks wouldn't realize that we have 2,500 international students studying at the University of Nebraska. Not only is it important for the educational experience for our students and good diplomacy to be educating future foreign leaders and business people across the world, but it brings in about $65 million a year to the Nebraska economy, international students at all of our institutions. So it's a very important activity at the university and something that we're working to promote. You know, as I went to Chile and Brazil, it just drew into sharp focus what a small world this is when I met the president of Chile, who's a graduate of Maryland, and the
wow.
and the foreign minister, who's a cheesehead from Wisconsin.
Was he wearing his cheese hat?
He did not. He was a little...
That's good to know. Those folks down there, good to know. But talk about getting foreign kids here. You know, they can literally go anywhere they want if they choose to come to this country. They can get in as a guest, or they can get in on a green card or on a visa. Getting them to Nebraska, how difficult a challenge is that?
Well, you know, you develop relationships and you build on those. I was in Japan 2 years ago. Japan is the largest supplier of international students to the University of Nebraska, with about 500 students here. And you're right, they can go anywhere, and they go to Europe and Australia and New Zealand. But it is a great boon, not only for the economy here, but also for our students. You know, the world is a smaller and smaller place, and as we graduate our students, they have to be prepared for the global economy. They've got to be prepared for these markets that Governor Heinemann's helping mm-hmm. open up in Asia, and that's where we have an important role to play.
The other thing is, it's important to recognize and take lessons from how they educate their kids at the primary level and the secondary level, get them prepared for college. You know, we look at all of the resources that we put into public education in grade schools and junior highs and high schools, but over there, those kids really fight through a lot more challenge and adversity than ours do sometimes.
Well, that in some cases, that's true. And in Japan, they go to school 6 days a week in the K-12 system, and I don't think I'll mention that to my kids today if I want them to speak to me. But there are a lot of differences, and it's very important for us to understand those. But there are a lot of similarities also. For instance, when we were in Brazil, they are, of course, one of the world's leaders in ethanol fuel for automobiles. And we are now going to start up a new consortium with Iowa State, Nebraska, LSU, and Brazilian universities, all that have an interest in biofuels. In Chile, we announced a new program when we were there, 100 new PhD students a year coming to the U.S., and Nebraska will be a participant in that. So we're also opening up new markets and looking for those new relationships to build on so that we are educating more and more kids, bringing those dollars into Nebraska, and also sending our kids to those institutions around the world.
And talk about that, exchanging students. We always think of that in high school and junior high school. How many kids from Nebraska do you want to send off to foreign countries?
Well, we have about 1,000 right now that go out every year, but I want more than that. I want this to be an experience that is part of their education. It's like an internship. It gives you a step up then in the market. If you have had an experience, if you understand how the world works, you are more valuable to your employer, and plus you just have a better understanding of the way the world works.
JB, thanks for coming by. I think we got this one in better hands now, 14-10.
It's all you, Jim.
Oh, thanks. That's J.B. Milliken, the president of the University of Nebraska, your university, your president, on our first comp halftime show. 14-10, the Huskers lead Ball State. We're back after this. You're listening to Big Red Football.